He's a Scottish sober vegan, a comic and the Pylander. She's an Irish drinking mama tree, a comic and a divorcee. This is our podcast cracking up. We chat every week to try and cheer you up. I changed the last line.
Okay, I like the last
line. Because you were so obsessed with it.
I like the last line.
Yeah, and our pal Craig said he's going to have a look at it and try and put some music to it.
Okay, well, yeah.
So welcome, everyone. Welcome to episode 22 of Cracking Up. Two Little Ducks, 22.
Do you miss going to a bingo hall?
Yes.
Did you ever go?
Yeah, I used to love bingo.
They have bingo here?
I don't do it here. I used to love bingo as in when I was a kid and we go to Mosney or Butlins.
Right.
And there was nothing else to do. I was too young to be, you know, I was too young to be around the back of a shed getting fingered, so I'd go to bingo with my mom. Win prizes.
Different kind of full house. It just reminded me one time, I used to be such a little shit when I was younger. I was in a bar when I was like 18, 19, hammered. And we walked into this bar and they were playing bingo. And every fucking time he called a number, I just started shouting out house. It fucking hated me. The guy's like, you think you're fucking funny? And I'm like, house.
That reminds me of when you kept heckling at the first comedy show you went to.
Oh, I know. I used to be such a little cunt. I still am, but like at least I rein it in now, Javid.
Do you?
Oh, I mean, like we were just, I mean, you know, back in the day, me and my friends were just, I think we're just bored. So we just like push the limits of like, you know, annoying people.
Yeah.
But I've grown out.
I mean, we used to do terrible things. When we were kids, out of pure boredom, just out playing on the roads. We'd play knickknacks. Do you know knickknacks? Where you'd knock on someone's door and run away. Or you'd ring their doorbell and run away.
What do we call that? What do you call that? Knickknacks? What do we call that? We call that a trapdoor runaway.
Trapdoor. So we would play knickknacks. Do you know what else we would do, which was so dangerous? And we got in awful trouble from a man once. You know sparklers, the fireworks that you'd light a little sparkler?
Mm-hmm.
We used to light sparklers, and when cars were dropped, we'd hide behind the hedge, and when cars were driving by, throw the sparklers at them.
Yeah, people used to just like throw stuff off bridges onto the motorway and stuff like that. You know, like people, how outraged people were with like Cheer Girl. Remember Cheer Girl?
Yeah.
Like that happens all the time
in Toronto
Scotland.
Last year.
She became famous because of it. One time I was walking past the flats I lived in, and someone dropped a bottle of Buckfast, and it smashed right in front of my feet. Would have killed me. Someone just tossed it out the window and it smashed. And then I just kept walking.
Oh my God.
I just kept walking because I was just like, didn't realize it. And then I was just like, Jesus Christ, I could have fucking. But that's, people back home are just crazy. That's why fireworks night, they always, like the police and the fucking fire brigade are always fighting the little gangs of youths.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. Would you get this in Dublin? We'd get when it's coming up to fireworks. Well, now, we didn't celebrate Guy Fawkes, but we would have bonfires for Halloween. And so you would get old mattresses. You get people getting all of the wood, the pallets, and they'd be building these massive bonfires in the local field or like somewhere, and everyone would gather. They were so dangerous. Oh, my mother used to warn me never to go to them.
Yeah, that happened. That happened back home too. Yeah, what a different. I think, you know, pre-internet days, we had to, you know, what else are you supposed to do?
We had to make our own bloody fun. We were always playing spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle, lighting fires, getting fingered, stealing your mum's cigarettes and fucking smoking the back. Can you remember?
Stealing the boot. Yes, I can. I was about 13 and I'd asked an older person outside the shop to buy me 10 Silk Cut Purple.
Oh my God.
And I went across the road.
10 Silk Cut Purple? Flashback, sorry. That's like, I think my gran used to smoke. Those are like the shitty ones too. They're so weak, right?
Yes, well, that's all I could cope with because I had asthma. And my older cousin, Lisa, lived in Spain, so she was very exotic to me. They'd emigrated to Spain, and she'd come home to visit. And of course, She's so exotic. She's only 15, but she would always be smoking the Silk of Purple. Mm. And so I was like, right, I'm going to smoke Silk of Purple. And so I got a packet and I went over the local tuck shop, the pet sweet shop my parents used to run before, well, after they ran it, actually, someone else took over. And I would got someone to get me the cigarettes, went over to the beach that was across the road, down the steps of the beach, and had the cigarette, probably in the rain, with an umbrella, with Lisa, to try it, and thought I was the coolest thing in the world. Smoking. And I didn't even inhale, I was just lighting it and puffing it.
Right.
And I remember coming home and the scandal of, right, I better eat chewing gum, and I better spray myself with perfume, and I better hide the cigarettes in my bedroom, and oh my God. And I remember my mom couldn't have given a shite, and my dad definitely didn't give a shite.
Did they smoke?
No, my dad would smoke cigars the odd time. My mother smoked like a trooper until my older brother, they used to be big, having these big parties in the house. And she had left out after a big party, her lighter in the lounge. And my brother was 3 or 4 and he had woken up. She was unconscious with my dad and he set the house on fire. All the napkins that were left over from the dinner party, he was lighting them all and just throwing them on the carpet in the living room. And next thing, my parents, I hadn't been born yet, the lounge was on fire, the carpet was on fire. My dad put out the carpet with his hands and feet and ended up in hospital with third degree burns all over his hand, and saved Eamon and told my mother she was quitting cigarettes.
Yeah, no, right? No, no doubt.
Yeah, and wait till you hear this. This is how mental my mom is. My mom, so my brother must have been 4 or 5 because he had just started school, and she sent him to school, wait till you hear, wearing a sign like a sandwich board saying, I am an arsonist.
Well, no wonder.
And he had to stand at the top of the class for the whole day wearing the sign, and the teacher of course wasn't going to argue with my mother. You know,
what different types? You know, you don't see as many house fires anymore. There used to be a lot. Like, people used to just, we used to make our chips on the chip. Everyone had a pan of oil in their house. Yeah. Everyone had a pan of oil just sitting there. And he's fucking, people come home steaming from the pub, turn on the fucking chip pan, fall asleep, fucking building goes on fire. That happened all the time. You don't hear about people burning.
Well, but we didn't have... Because people have, they have to have smoke alarms now after us. We didn't have smoke alarms. The alarms at your house had burnt down.
COVID's nothing. I'm glad. I mean, we fucking made it through the 80s.
Yeah.
Talking of cigarettes,
the 80s is...
And talking of cigarettes too, like, we used to just be able to go, my mum would give me money, 10 years old, and I just go up to the shop with a note. He'd give me cigarettes.
Yeah. The exact same, my older cousins, because I was one of the youngest cousins, would always, they'd be all smoking at my uncle's house. Fiona, knock around to the, and this was the one that lived in Parnell Square, kind of a rough area of Dublin at the time. And my uncle was a baker, and I get dropped in there a lot. And we'd have to, like that, I'd be sent around to the shop in the roughest part of Dublin, age 6, with a note to pick up the cigarettes. Oh. Jesus Christ. And I think now, there's no way in a million years I'd ever have sent my kids age 6 down the road to do anything.
Have you ever sent your kids to do something like that? Get booze or anything? I guess you can't.
No, they can't here. Only to the fridge to get me more wine.
Yeah, well...
I did one Christmas, I said to my youngest fella, will you go and fill up my Baileys? And obviously, him not knowing how much Baileys goes in a glass, came back with like a half pint of Baileys.
Yeah, and you're like, fill it up.
I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll drink that. But they know about measuring now. I've taught them.
Right, you got a little measuring cup there, a little ounce glass.
Little bartender. You know, Fiona's sizes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got the vaccine this week?
I got my vaccine last Tuesday, and I tell you this, it's a week in and my arm only stopped being sore yesterday.
Someone else was telling me that it was sore on the arm.
Like, even lying in bed, it was really sore. I felt, got it done on the Tuesday, and I felt fine, like a bit groggy on the Wednesday, just like a muzzy head. Thursday felt like crap, like really wrecked and really like I was coming down with something. But then I was fine on Friday. So I was okay, except my arm just got so sore. And not where I was injected, but the arm was like further down my arm was killing me for days, like even reaching to do things or move things. I Googled it, and apparently that means their body's building the antibodies, and that's good.
Actually, you know what that means? That just means the microchips just settling into your arm. That's all it is.
Listen, I've had so much in me at this stage, I couldn't give a shite.
Yeah, and are you gonna hit up Bill Gates now that he's single?
Well, I hope so, because listen, he has three kids, I have three kids. We could be like the O'Brady bunch, right? That would be fabulous, and I'd never have to pay a bill again in my life.
And then you could find out what's really going on in the world. That's what interests me about Billy. Oh. I'd love to be a billionaire just so I could find out what's really going on.
I couldn't give a shite. Yeah. And what would you do if you found out?
Find out ways of making more money. Just like the rest of them.
Get Pylander. Get him promoting Pylander.
Exactly. You can't. It's trying to I don't know what a good example is, but trying to get a vaccine in this city is near on impossible. I'm not in a hot
spot. Are you booked for one?
No, I'm not in a
hot spot. Yeah, you're in a nice area.
I live in a nice area.
Well, I had registered online like they told you to. And then somebody told me, I can't remember who it was, but somebody online said to me that they know, allegedly, somebody that used to work for Shoppers Drug Mart, and that they had cocked up their whole online system. And now it's by paper. So then another mom from the area messaged me and went, did you get your shot at Shoppers? I said, no, I registered like a week ago. And she said, my neighbor literally walked in and said, I registered a week ago. I've heard nothing. And they took out a piece of paper on a clipboard and went, can you come in tomorrow at 11? Wow. And she said, yes. So I drove up and I went, hiya, registered a week ago, heard nothing. Can you come in tomorrow at 12? So now it's people going in face to face and they just have a piece of paper and a clipboard. I'm hoping the system has been better run at this stage.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. But you feeling okay?
I'm feeling okay. It actually makes me feel a little bit more secure. Like I have been wearing double masks when I would go to the shops and things like that. And now I'm just wearing I'm back to one mask. That's the big difference it's made in my life.
You make a good point that, getting the vaccine, it's like, I think if anything, it mostly just makes people less anxious. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Not as scared.
Well, I feel a little sense of relief. I know I'm not fully covered until I get the second one. And they don't schedule you for the second one straight away. They're like, we'll get in touch with you. And in my head, I'm like, mijol, I'll be back up here in a month saying, I haven't heard from you. I need my second shot. They've made such a mess of it. And this Vax Hunters group that's set up on Twitter, and now they're working with the City of Toronto, thank God they came along. Are you following them on Twitter? Because they tell you where there are spare vaccines, or they've got 400 at this pharmacy, go get them. So have a look on there on Twitter.
And that's just a bunch of people that weren't doing, like, they just did it. No money, weren't employed by the government, and just better job of getting people vaccines than the fucking government did.
Volunteers. Unbelievable. Listen, I can't get over it. My mom is getting her second vaccine now this week, which I'm thrilled about. And so I guess they said to me I'd get mine before July. So I don't know. And I'm trying not to watch the news too much.
Still got that Lady Gaga concert in the back.
I'm going to Lady Gaga, even if it's just me and her.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see all the pictures of Billie Eilish in the paper?
I saw her. She was in Vogue.
You're a Billie Eilish fan?
I like some of her songs. I definitely like if she comes on the radio because her voice is so unique and her songs are. I definitely enjoy listening to her. My son really likes her, thinks she's great. But now she did this photo shoot where she's kind of gone from her grungy, oversized tracksuits and things like that. And she's now looking, I don't know what to say because I don't want to, like, she's
busty.
Still wonderful. not even busty, just it's more revealing, even though you don't really see that much. And he was like, oh yeah, she's in like a garter belt and I think suspenders or something like that, but it's very subtle. It's not like the Kardashians with their effect, you're only short of seeing up their holes.
Jeez.
You know, it's done very subtle. Yeah,
you could
and it's
find
very
their holes
of,
online if you looked hard enough.
Of course you could. 1940s. It kind of reminded me of like a 1940s Marlene Dietrich kind of a look. And I think she looked amazing. I think very talented. And it's a, listen, these people have to reinvent themselves the whole time to keep people interested.
Exactly.
It's like us, you know? I'll have to go and get new headshots after the pandemic.
After the pandemic, what's going to be your style? Who's the new Fiona? What's the new Fiona? The old Fiona is like Irish mom, you know, just busy.
I'm
with
still
work.
An Irish.
But you're going to be the new whole new person, right? So who's your new stage persona?
I don't want to be. My new stage persona is a little bit older, a little bit wiser, back on the market, don't give a shit.
Right, but yeah, so that's it.
So that was kind of my stage persona. I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
But so the persona is still going to be me, just I've gone through a feckin' pandemic. It was a pain in the tits. We'll address it. And then I've all new bits about my son and about breaking up and being, well, I don't have new bits about breaking up, but being back on the market now and being back out there, hopefully, eventually find somebody. Even if I don't, I'm going to marry my dog. I don't give a shit. Can you marry your dog?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay. I'd be up for that because that's all I need. But yeah, I think my new persona is a bit more. Do you know what I've discovered over pandemic? And you probably feel this too. People have craved new content. People are being a little bit more daring and they're like, fuck it, I'll put something out there. If you don't like it, don't follow me. Don't come to my show. Don't listen to me. But if you do, great. Come on board. Let's have a laugh. And I feel a bit more confident like that. I feel a bit more, okay, I've got something to say and I'll go out and say it. And I'll try new things and not worry if they fail. Because who gives a shit really? At the end of the day, who gives a flying shit? We're all going to die. Who cares?
And I think that's a good attitude to have, because that's definitely the one thing that I think most people, but especially I've learned during the pandemic, is like, none of this shit matters. And if you've learned anything from like comics who are doing well during the pandemic, it's like they're not part of an industry. They've got their own following. They're doing their own thing. Like, no one gets cancelled anymore. Like, people just do their own shit. If you don't like it, there's fans for everyone. You do your own shit. It's there's a certain Toronto comic style of like being like woke and all in, not saying the right things to make sure that you're blah blah blah. And I'm like, and I'm like for years I was doing that, and I'm like, fuck this, it's not me. So that's for me. I'm just, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore. You know what I mean? Like, what's, you know, you can't lose. I was talking to my therapist yesterday as well, because I just, you know, I started acting and stuff, and I was like worried, but then I thought to myself, well, you know, because you think to yourself, well, you're 40, so you're too old, and then you think to yourself, well, I got no experience, so no one's gonna hire me. Then I thought to myself, well, then I got nothing to lose, so fuck it, right? You know, there's no pressure.
Absolutely
no pressure now. And
that
also
is how,
like,
I feel.
We got another 2 years until there's a fucking another pandemic anyway, so there's just gonna be this weird you know, so get that 2 years, get out there, do a bunch of shagging. Everyone, I see on Twitter, everyone's getting vaccinated and they're all talking about a horny, slutty summer.
I heard about that and it kind of makes me a little bit anxious, because I
talking
want
of
to
super
kind
spreaders.
Of, one part of me wants to be involved in this, and another part of me is like, you know, mid to late 40s, you've 3 kids, get over it.
You're going to have to show your vaccine card before you get your fucking hole.
That's no problem. That is no problem.
Show me your card.
It's going to be like, I was once, I know my kids are all at home doing online school. I'm hoping they're not listening. I was once in bed with a fella and I said to him, did you have a condom? And he said, sure, nobody dies of AIDS anymore. So I'm expecting a few of those lines. nobody dies of COVID anymore. You'll just get the flu.
Anymore.
That was his line. I couldn't believe it.
Did you go, yeah, fair enough?
Of course I did. It'd have been rude not to. We'd come so far.
What else has been going on?
Just around the house. I've been going down to Canadian Tire curbside to try and do stuff with the garden, and I'm renting the house for another year. My landlord is so laid back. I think I told you this. He messaged me the other day to ask me his address.
Jesus.
I was like, you're either really, really rich, really rich, or just really, really relaxed. But I want to ask you about online dating, and because I saw everybody talking about Bill Gates and everyone. Jesus, I must have read about 50 million of the same joke. When God opens, close the door, he opens the windows, and loads of people weave it. And I'm like, and then everyone was just doing it. I'm like, oh Jesus. I just went for the route of, woohoo, I can't wait to match with them. Online dating. I'm thinking now I'm going to have to start thinking about a profile, getting a profile together. And do we put our vaccination in the profile? Will you?
No. I like to add an air of mystery about me. Is this guy vaccinated? I'm still going to do it anyway. You know, push the limits.
Maybe we should start up an online dating website for vaccinated people.
Yeah, I think that as far as I know, I heard people talk about that. People are saying they're double vaccinated or whatever on their Tinder profiles. But people are like, how? You're lying, Javid. I actually went back on a dating website and I started talking to someone. So I just started talking to someone recently. So
when?
Just this week. She seems pretty nice. The thing is now it's like, well, nothing's open. The weather's shite. What would you do with that? You know, you can't be like
in the weather is crap and you can't go anywhere.
You don't know what everyone's comfort level is with dating too, right? Because, you know, I would happily meet someone and go outside and hang out, whatever, right? But then, so I don't know. I just kind of went on just for, see what was up.
Fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went, like, this is my fear when I go back on, is it just going to be everybody the exact same that I left it 4 or 5 years ago?
It always is, because every time I go back on Tinder, it's the same fucking women. It's over and over again. But that being said, I did notice, I think more people are on Tinder and dating now for a couple of reasons. One, like, people are bored as hell, right? A lot of people probably broke up during the pandemic, right? Because, you know, at first it seemed good to be with someone, but a year in, you're probably like, you know what? Fuck this guy. And also from what I hear, and just myself, right? It's like everyone I know is fucking mad horny at the moment. I guess it's spring, you know what I mean? Everyone's just fucking dying to fucking procreate, you know what I mean? So, I think a lot of people are like, kind of like horny and excited for vaccines, you know? I think this is what's going to happen is everyone's going to get vaccinated and everyone's going to fuck each other like crazy. But like the vaccine doesn't really do anything, so it might be a bad idea, but people don't, I think a lot of people are just like, well, I've had to, and this is, I see this online as well. People are like, I got 2 vaccines, so you think fucking COVID's over. So, you know,
yeah.
But I think this summer, if everyone gets their shots by the end of May or June, I guess it's May now. So I'm talking maybe another couple of months or something. I feel like everyone's going to be a bit, but it's a good time. It's a good time to start punching up in dating.
Yeah.
Start going for people out with you. If you go, usually we'd say, she's too good looking, or she wouldn't date me or whatever. It's like, take your chance. This is a good time to take a chance.
But why wouldn't people take a chance? Like, are people that low in confidence?
Yes.
I have to say, so, I mean, back when I was doing it, there were some people and you just looked at them and went, that guy is an arsehole, or he's way too cocky or confident and all that. And the fellow I ended up dating for years, I thought he was really cocky in his photos because he was doing certain poses and things. And I was like, wanker. And then I got to know him and he was totally, totally unlike what I thought in my mind. Because you can't tell from a photo. You have to talk to them. What I want to ask you now, the person you're talking to now without revealing anything, will you do an online Zoom or no. I've seen people doing dinners online, drinks online.
No.
Why?
No.
I would rather do that first than go and meet somebody.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's kind of weird, right? It's like kind of like we're at this point, if this is what you're going to do, it's like, oh, there's like, how long is that going to go on for? It's like, do you just sit? I don't know. I'm not for it. I think if you're take a chance, go meet someone in public, you can have a distance date, you know, and then you can tell as soon as you can chat, but you don't really know it. But if you get to see someone and then, you know, if you think you're going to take things a bit further, then you take the chance of just dating them. As long as the two people aren't, you know, if you go, are you shagging 10 people? Then that's a problem, right? But like, if you're not, if you're someone's like just lives alone and someone else lives alone and you're dating and you're not like being totally stupid, then I think it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, but then I get that some people don't want to do it because of COVID or whatever, but you know, for me, like right now, I don't know. I mean, you know, this person I'm talking to seems really nice. So, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I mean, who knows, you know? So it's just, it's a weird one. But then I did date someone last year during the pandemic, but we already knew each other.
Yes. You know? Well, that's different because you already know, okay, I could hang out with this person.
So that's the one thing. So like, that's the one problem with dating right now is if you don't know someone, you have to spend a bit of time with them. But if you can't meet them. Now, the thing is the weather's shite right now, so you can't really even go out. So right now I'm just like, you know, but if the weather gets good, we maybe meet up for a walk or whatever. And then, you know, if you meet up a couple of times and I think, you know, if it's not like you're having a group orgy, you know what I mean? It's like, it's one-on-one. It's not like it's okay to meet people like that. It's not okay to be in big groups of people. That's what the government keeps saying. That's what the problem is. So meeting someone one-on-one is fine. As long as you're not.
Well, people over here date multiple people at the same time until they find the one that's going to ride them or who's going to stay with them or whatever. Isn't that how they date in North America? It's not like how we date in Ireland or Scotland, where you pick one person and you try it out for a couple of weeks and you're not dating anyone else.
Yeah,
you're exclusive to that person.
Well, I don't know if that's still... See, that's what I remember growing up. But I think the world has changed now. I think back home is like that now because of Tinder. Because back home, back in the day, you didn't have Tinder. So you meet someone, as we said last week, you meet someone, you date them. Because, you know, where the fuck else, you know? But now there's Tinder, there's so many apps that like you can kind of pick and choose. So I think back home it's kind of probably kind of the same. Do you know what I mean? But that being said, back home, people our age for sure are more interested in like marrying, getting a house, settling down. They're not as like living in a city like Toronto. People ain't like that, you know? So I don't know. We'll see.
That's a bit heavy. I don't want to be going too close to that kind of crap. Now, how would you, if you were to do and this girl that you like or that you're chatting to, and she said to you, plan the first date, what would you do?
I don't know.
Forget about COVID. Forget, like, say everything has got, like, everyone's been vaccinated and they've opened everything back up. What would you plan for a first date?
I call my MDMA dealer and... I would probably just go out for something to eat, you know what I mean? You know, I don't drink, so it's like no point going to a bar. I wouldn't mind, but like, or potentially, I used to take girls to comedy shows before I was a comedian, but I can't really do that anymore because I go to a comedy show and everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Do you know what I mean? Like, who's this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, who's this new bit of fluff?
I know, this wasn't the girl you were with last week, John, you know what I mean? It's like, shit.
Do you know that has happened to me? I have met comics at different things with different people. And then there was one guy and he rolled in with some real young girl and she seemed lovely. I don't know who they are. I'm chatting away, lovely. And then I met him at a show a couple of weeks later and he was introduced me to his long-term girlfriend that he lives with. And it was literally just, I was about to go, oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't meet you the last time. And I wasn't going to say there was another girl, but in my head, he immediately went, oh, Fiona, you've never met blah, blah, blah. We live together. We've been together for blah, blah. And
I said it like that.
You dirty fucker. I was like, now I can blackmail you into oblivion.
Oh, great. You tell me offline who that is.
I will.
I don't know. Because it's so... Yeah, I would just... I mean, I don't know anymore. I can't even remember how I used to... I guess, yeah, go for something to eat. Maybe go see something, a show or something. I don't know. I can't even remember what I used to do.
I wonder, is it going to be like, a lot of the male comics that I used to do shows with, if they came out this way or that we were doing shows in Hamilton or wherever they were doing it, they would open up their Tinder in that area and women would just arrive at the show for a hookup.
Mm, I've seen that, yeah.
And next thing, like the guys I'm doing the show with, are a girl arrives in at the bar and I'd be like, who's this? And he goes, don't know, I never met her. I just opened Tinder. She's coming down to have a drink and meet me. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? I thought, and so so that guy was like, come, I'm doing a show. Do you like the look of me yet? Right, come down. I'm in this place for this long. You can have a go on me. And the girl showed up.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you live in Hamilton, you're probably, you know, you're either fucking your cousins or whatever, you know what I mean? So.
It was actually Brantford. That's where it was.
Oh,
it was
even worse. Joey, Jesus Christ. But these, that being said, these small towns, you know what I mean? Like, I went on Tinder, and Tinder in Toronto is terrible, right? So I'd be on, you go on Tinder and like, you just, I mean, it's different for women, but I'm just not, just don't match with anyone. Just don't match. Right. But then I went to Montreal one time. I was there for a weekend. And I was like, I wonder if I can get a little hookup or whatever. And I'm matching with everyone. And apparently it's just any, you go outside of Toronto and it's like, people are just gaming. And I think now with COVID and stuff, people are just going to be more game to go out and meet up. And I don't think, I don't know. I'm curious to see if people are going to be like, okay, I want to get myself into a relationship because I don't want to be alone like I was the whole pandemic. Or people are going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking fuck everyone in sight.
I'm hoping it's not going to be that they're going to shag everyone in sight, because then there'll be a whole new different pandemic. Something else will happen. I'm hoping. Would it not make you very wary of going into a relationship now? Because now you have to look at people, and now in your criteria, could I handle lockdown with this fucker?
Mm.
That's a whole new train of thought for us.
But then
could I handle lockdown?
Well, that's what you're going to be looking at in a long-term person. It's like, yeah, can I spend a lot of time with that one? But then also the other point is like, you start dating someone and you think to yourself, you know what? Everyone's fucking available right now. So should I get into a relationship?
No.
But then that's, you know. I don't know if I don't
answer
know.
Is no.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. It would be weird if you got in. I wonder how many people started a relationship at the start of lockdown. And they've just been dating 3 or 4 months, say, right? Because a lot of people I know moved in together.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious to see how that's going.
Got engaged, even.
Listen, I've moved in with girls after a couple of months of dating, just because we're crazy. And it never worked. Mm-hmm. And that was when everything was open.
Yeah, that's when you could escape. I think I'm too set in my ways and too old now to live with someone. Because... there's just, you know, you've got things that you do and things that they do, and I'm too old to try and compromise. And yeah, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, but I mean, if you sort of seem like you need a guy who's also got a similar setup, you know?
Yeah.
And then you
like
just...
Bill Gates.
Yeah, like
kids.
Bill Gates. Yeah.
Bill Gates. And he's busy and he's got stuff to do.
And he's got a pile of money and he's trying to wipe out the third world.
Stop it. I must research him now. I wonder what site he'd be on. Did you see on, I felt so on, there was this, I know you're not on TikTok, but it was all over Twitter and everything. This girl, of course, very boobalicious, tons of makeup, big fake lips, kind of looked like a blow up doll, the kind she's all like. And she was videoing herself and she's like, thinking about the time when Ben Affleck matched with me and I deleted it because I thought it was fake. And then Ben Affleck sent her a video going, hey, why did you unmatch me? It's me. It's Ben Affleck. She has released this on Twitter, on TikTok, everywhere. And it just makes him look like a sad old bastard. Oh my. I don't know if you've seen it. I'll have to send it to you. No. So she is, and now listen, the girl is a player.
Horrible
you can
person
tell.
To do something like that.
She
too.
Has her top, like the top is down low. She's quite big boobs. And so she's walking so you can see the bounce. Mm. She knows what, this one's a cute horse. She knows what she's doing.
She's jugged up.
You can see
up.
The bounce. She's jugged up. She's all playing with her hair. It's all this real sensual. She knows exactly what she's doing. All the makeup and everything. A little bit like me.
I hate women like that. I just can't stand it. I don't know why people are attracted to it.
But she's on TikTok. Anyway, she was on this. There's this website where other celebrities or people who are in show business can go on. And they only link up with other people in show business. Now, I wonder, can we get on that? Are we allowed on that dating website? Because we're in show business. Anyway, the girl, I'll have to send it to you. I feel sorry for Ben Affleck. Now, in one sense, I feel sorry. In another sense, I'm like, cop on. You're 48, divorced with kids. This girl is going to. A girl your age would not post that to the public. You're an idiot for giving her that much.
Well, see, that's what happened. That's what gets Chris D'Elia in trouble, because they fucking... all these people messaging all these fucking like Instagram whores,
yeah,
and not realizing that this makes them, they love all that shit because they'll post it online.
That's their 15 minutes of fame. They've nothing else to show for themselves.
Because that's what all people want now, is all they want is just to be viral on Instagram for like 2 minutes, and then they go back to whatever life they have. And there's so many people like that. Now, you got to go soon.
I have to go. I'm doing inside jokes.
How long
with,
you got?
4 minutes.
Okay, so if you were to, let me end on this question. So we're on this celebrity dating app, right? We were in because we're part of a Canadian showbiz, right? Who would you like to match with?
Who would I like? Out of Canada?
Well, okay. Could you take a picture afterwards? We only got fucking Jesus.
Who would I like to match with? And I have to think of people in Canadian show business.
No. You don't. I mean, Ed the Sock might be a good one. No.
Ed the Sock already follows me. We're already friends. And we're in the new show, This Is It, coming out May 17th, Bell 5 TV.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. Just that general celebrity then. Canadian, don't worry so much.
Okay, Keanu Reeves. Hands down, Keanu Reeves. And he likes an older woman.
Age appropriate.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, my age limit would be...
6'3".
They'd have to be 39, 40, and they'd have to be able to get erect without medication. Because I've done that. I've done the whole, are we riding tonight? I better take a pill. Okay, I'll be up in 30 minutes after Coronation Street when it's
kicked
in.
Jesus Christ.
You know? I've done that. I'm not going there. I want spontaneous. We don't give a shite, and we're just, the urge takes us for an L ride and you go for it.
Mm. Yeah, there must be.
And I think Keanu Reeves would love that.
Yeah.
Who would you go for?
I don't know. Mm. I didn't have an answer because I didn't even think you were going to ask me that, but.
Of course I'm good. It would have to be somebody who is of a certain age. It would have to be someone who's established and someone who has their own life and wants to run their own active, happy life alongside my active, happy life. And then we come together in the middle and spend time together and then still have our active, happy lives and our own interests.
And then you could get a cameo in John Wick 4.
Yeah. And he could kill me or something and it'd be fabulous.
Choke you out.
Kick the balls off him. Try and choke me.
You'd be the one person, the Irish mammy that kicks the shit out of John Wick.
Yeah. That'd be fabulous.
Well, just a quick podcast today because apparently Fiona's too fucking popular.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What are you going
sorry.
On?
Sorry. Excuse me. You said you're very busy today as well.
Well, I'm busy.
They're
for,
interviewing me because it's Mother's Day coming reason. Up.
For what?
They're wheeling out all the comedy moms. Me, Kate Davis, Crystal Ferrari, for the radio show Inside Jokes. And I love Dean and Vince. They do great promoting. So.
Right. Tell Dean. I haven't seen Dean in. I don't think he's even on social media anymore.
I don't think he is. He just does the just the Instagram for inside jokes. AM 6:40, you can hear me on Sunday. I will.
What are you doing for
Mother's Day? Mother's Day edition.
What are you expecting anything for Mother's Day?
I have already ordered myself flowers and wrote the card from my children to myself. Because I'm not going to let myself be let down ever again.
You have
and
a
my friend
son,
of mine from my boxing club, they run Ital. He'll make me a cake or he'll sing me a song or something. That's fabulous. My friend runs Ital Florists, and so I'm trying to support local. So I bought myself a beautiful bunch of flowers. And I said to the kids, what do you want on put on the card? Happy Mother's Day. So I wrote myself a beautiful little thing and signed it from the kids.
That's so funny. Jesus Christ. Well, have a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy the rest
Thank
of your
you.
Week. And we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Yes, and hello to all our listeners.
Yes. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You got to go?
Quick photo. You're still recording.
No, I'm not. Am I? Oh.
Yes, you are.
Oh, shit. Okay. John's- Good thing I didn't say anything bad about our viewers.